So go ahead and, as usual, check in a little bit with your posture. See if you have a kind of solid base for your experience to rest upon. And make any adjustments you need. Settle in. And if you feel more or less settled, see if you can allow your muscle tone to reflect that a little bit, starting with kind of relaxing the muscles of the belly. And allowing that relaxation to extend all the way down to the kind of root of the body, like the perineum area, the urinary muscles, and all the organs of elimination and whatnot down there. Make sure everything's relaxed. And see if you can kind of unify in your experience that relaxation with your stable base. And maybe I'll give you some words. We'll use some classics. Arrived on the in-breath and at home on the out-breath. Arrived means here on the spot, here where you have firm contact with the ground. At home, keeping it very concrete. That sense of relaxation, of ease in the body on this spot, starting with the belly and the kind of deep muscles of the pelvis. Your hands, wherever they're resting. See if you can kind of connect them in your mind with that stable base and that relaxation down in the abdomen. They can be relaxed too. They can rest upon the stable base. See if you can include the movement of the diaphragm itself. Imagine that it's downward movement on the in breath is actually kind of like it drives you into the ground like a stake. It really pins you here on this spot. Brings, it's kind of like renewing the sense of stability. So, not something that's separate from the contact with the earth. Go up to the top of the torso, and we'll start with the shoulders. Let the shoulders connect with the base. Allow the shoulders to have their natural descent, their natural connection to the grounding that's happening, especially on the in-breath. Shoulders, the hands, diaphragm, the belly, pelvis, and your connection with the ground. All just settling into being here on this spot. Now, above the diaphragm, on the in-breath, things are not going down, they're going up, they're rising, opening. So we'll emphasize wakefulness, presence, clarity. starting with the sensations of the lungs and the heart, the kind of the world of the torso above the diaphragm. And we're going to consciously extend that sense of being settled, being in touch. Now towards what we could call the mind, or the kind of fuller field of the moment, not just the body. Body is still settled on the spot, still arrived, still at home. But it's like your body is on this spot in the bodily world, and your heart is on this spot called the present moment. Make it the same. Allow it to just be here. Extend that sense of arrival, still inclusive of the heart, but we'll extend it up to include the neck and throat, up to the base of the skull, basically. And you can feel that gentle lengthening of the spine over the course of the in-breath from the diaphragm up to the base of the skull. It's like gravity keeps your body on this spot on the earth. Wakefulness keeps your mind on this spot, the present moment. And it's just like a little push upward on the in-breath, a little bit of bellows for that wakefulness. Extend that up now to the top of the head. Be thorough with the head and the face. or the heady realm. Clarity, drowsiness, whatever might be present. Like with our kind of spot on Earth, we're not connoisseurs here. It's like, oh, I'd rather be sitting in Hawaii. It's just, I'm sitting. I'm here, exactly where I am. Same thing with the, what we'll call the realm of the mind. Arrived at home. And we'll kind of contrast for a moment here the two sides of our coin. So, on the in breath, you can say to yourself, mind. And you can follow that kind of upward movement. Follow that wakefulness into a vivid, recognition of whatever's happening that you would call mind. Out breath, you can say body, and you can follow gravity. Into this spot. And that should include kind of contact with the sensations of the body here on this spot. This is not just a visualization or something. And what I would like you to do is to fail to distinguish between those two movements. If we're going to privilege one here, we're going to privilege the analogy of gravity. Okay, so the word on the in breath is one, the word on the out breath is movement. And in exactly the same way that your body inevitably follows gravity into contact with the earth, your mind is going to inevitably follow wakefulness into contact with the present moment. And of course, the sensations of the body are a part of the present moment, just like whatever else is going on, things we would call mind. So unfortunately, we cannot really distinguish between, waking up and settling down, because the recognition of settling down is clarity, is wakefulness. So I'm going to say one movement. We don't have a good name for this. So you are not doing something different on the in breath compared to the out breath. Now, because there's only one thing happening, it simplified things quite a lot. And we can return to our phrases from the beginning here. Arrived on the in-breath, at home on the out-breath.